This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
To our top story on KRDO News Radio, federal officials are investigating an unauthorized in-flight cockpit visit by a coach for the Colorado Rockies baseball team during a United Airlines charter flight. Video surfaced that appears to show a Rockies hitting coach sitting in a pilot seat while the April 10th flight from Denver to Toronto was at cruising altitude. The airline said today that the visit was a clear violation of our safety and operational policies and was reported to the FAA. The agency has increased oversight of United amid recent mishaps that included an engine fire and a tire falling off of a plane. The Colorado Springs Police Department has identified the victim in a homicide investigation where a woman was thrown from a car in a bingo hall parking lot. The El Paso County Coroner's Office has identified the victim as 62-year-old Dorothy King from Colorado Springs. Bingo World says King was an employee there. Yesterday, Nathaniel Buckman was arrested for second-degree murder in addition to other charges. The Colorado Springs Police Department is investigating a deadly shooting. A man was gunned down early this morning on Sinton Road. He was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. A dog at the scene was picked up by animal control. So far, neither the suspect nor the victim has been identified. Tomorrow is an important deadline for Colorado's universal preschool program. It's the deadline for the first round of pairings families with providers. Applicants choose from a list of 2,000 plus providers. Depending on their hours, rates, and locations, they'll then be matched with one of their top 10 preschools by May 8th. The details are online at cdec.colorado.gov. Enjoy these low gas prices while they last. Colorado is the third cheapest state to fill up right now at $3.18 a gallon. AAA says that's because ski season is winding down, but it'll soon cost more to fill up with summer travel season just ahead and federal mandates for reformulated gasoline. Experts say prices will start rising by mid-May before the EPA rule goes into effect on June 1st. The owners of the Return to Nature Funeral Home are pleading not guilty to federal charges of wire fraud and conspiracy. Christina Page, a victim who trusted the Halfords after the death of their son, has been attending the federal court hearings in Denver and said the evidence for justice continues to mount against the couple after Thursday's hearing.
I walked away on Monday after our first federal hearing feeling like there was hope for the first time, I think. And today, this bolsters that.
Prosecutors introduced text messages Thursday as evidence that John knew they were breaking the law by stacking bodies inside the building in Penrose. Prosecutors also say the couple deceived customers by promising to cremate their loved ones, but then provided them with a concrete mix instead of ashes. The judge in the case ordered John Halford to remain in custody through his trial, saying he's a flight risk. Carrie Halford was ordered to a halfway house, but it's out of room, so she'll remain in custody until a hearing on Tuesday. The couple had been free on bond since February. And finally, fans of Taylor Swift have been pouring over her latest album, which came out at midnight, Michael Board reports.
The Tortured Poets Department already setting streaming records. University of Texas English professor Elizabeth Scala teaches the Taylor Swift songbook to undergrads. She says the pop star is improving the nation's vocabulary with each new record.
She uses a vocabulary that young people don't really know. They don't use the word indelible.
Even before its release, the album had the most pre-saves in Spotify history. The pop star surprised fans this morning with the release of 15 additional songs that makes the anthology Swift's longest album. I'm Michael Board.
Increasing clouds across southern Colorado at this hour as another cold front slides across the state, triggering rain and snow showers as we travel into the evening time frame. A lot of this activity will continue as rain through the afternoon. Few embedded rumbles of thunder likely. Some of this changing over to snow across northern El Paso County, around the Palmer Divide and Teller County after sunset this evening to really may force some slushy accumulations on grassy surfaces, a trace close to 3 inches through Saturday. And then, of course, Saturday will bring temperatures back into the 40s, so it will be a chilly start to the weekend. Mostly cloudy skies before more afternoon rain moves through. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.